RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
There's McDavid.
And all of a sudden, Perry makes a great pass to McDavid, and McDavid returns the favor over to Draisaitl. Nobody in front of the net with Draisaitl.
The lowest of low-hanging fruit when it comes to why will the Oilers win this year's Stanley Cup? Because of the game's best goal scorer. Of course it's Leon Draisaitl. Of course they're up one game to none. It's not like it wasn't suggested here on the show yesterday, Marty.
Somehow I've been asked millions of times over the last 2 days because I picked the Panthers and they're like, well, if the Oilers win, what is it going to be about? And I Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. I want to see
puck over the glass.
Skinner.
Huh? And puck over the glass.
Yeah, I want to say Stuart Skinner is going to be awesome. And the depth, Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Evander Kane. But I mean, I push
they
it
were.
All aside.
Kane's presence around the net on Edmonton's goals, enormous. Stuart Skinner, perfectly fine.
Kasperi Kapanen has been like fantastic.
100%.
So, but at the end of the day, it comes down to what? Like Connor McDavid has 2 assists. They're unbelievable plays. Mm-hmm. Like the saucer pass to Matthias Ekholm. I think he's going to Evander Kane, but I mean, still, like Connor McDavid, CBC, the panel, Kevin Bieksa is like, he's going to Evander Kane. Kelly Rudy is like, you know what? If it wasn't Connor McDavid, I would say yes, he's going to Evander Kane. But because it's Connor McDavid, I think he knows Matthias Ekholm is on the backside of it and he's going right to him. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's how Connor McDavid is. And then Leon Draisaitl in the clutch. The Oilers have 4 overtime wins in the playoffs this year. He has 3 goals and a primary assist. Like that's Leon Draisaitl, like one of the best players. The MVP for me this year when I look at the Hart Trophy. Mm-hmm. And unbelievable. So, and Chris Knobloch. There's that you know, Spencer Carberry last year, Washington Capitals, like what he did. The Pittsburgh Penguins hire Dan Muse, right, to be their coach. And then now Marco Sturm with Boston. But Chris Knobloch didn't have head coaching NHL experience. And he comes in now in 2 years, he goes to the finals both times. And what he did in the third period last night was great. Is at the moment where he realized Florida was playing 3 lines, they barely played their 4 lines. He's like, you know what? I'm going to create a matchup nightmare for you guys. I'm going to put Draisaitl and McDavid together. We're down a goal and we need to. And what happened? They outshot Florida 14-2 in the third period. They dominated the third period. You know, because he changed things up. Like, I think that was well played by the Oilers, and they totally deserve it. It was a close game, but they deserved that win.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. I'm not disputing, you know, the obviously everything matters to a certain extent, but the fact of the matter is, I thought Edmonton was really lucky to get through the first 4 minutes of overtime because it was all Panthers. Yes. So then your comment about, you know, coaching and matchups would have gone out the window. And that's just the nature of this, right? And I'm just glad that you, in passing there, mentioned Stuart Skinner, because the point of expecting, personally, Edmonton to win this thing now is that since Skinner reestablished himself, to me, like, it's uniquely Skinner. Like, he's his own, to me, he's his own style in there. But I see zero panic. It doesn't matter when or how goals go in against him. I just think his body language, positioning, he's not standing there evoking images of Conn Smythe winners gone by, but he should, if they win this, he should at least get some trickle down Conn Smythe votes, right? I mean,
it's hard to do that because Calvin Pickard was like basically won every game, right?
Tom Barrasso had the same thing with Frank Pietrangelo in Pittsburgh. And you mentioned Grubauer yesterday and Holtby and stuff. Like, there are, and Colorado. Right? Kemper had a little time off.
Yes.
And so, like, this is not unusual. We don't always see the 15 and 16 game winners en route to a Stanley Cup. Was it a little bit more dramatic this year?
Going into the conference final, into the Stanley Cup final, they were six wins by Calvin Pickard, six wins by Stuart Skinner.
Right. And again, what, 3 million total or less than 4 million total in goaltending commitment monetarily for the Oilers right now? And
it's
next
also
year?
Probably making you lose a little bit of sleep, because at times it could flip on the other side. But Stuart's going to. So here's the thing, Duffer. I always saw goaltending in three parts. There's a technical part, there's a physical part, and then there's a mental part. Mm-hmm. When you look at Stuart Skinner, you see that the physical part, he's in great shape. He's got size. He's got, you know, long legs, long arms, like all of it, right? I feel like the physical part is great for him. The technical part and the mental part has always been fluctuating. It's up and down and up and down. But what that break did to him is he worked on the technical. Like, he's deeper, doesn't chase the game as much, and there's this huge difference from him, like, even in the regular season to now. And now I'm learning more about Stuart Skinner's mental side of it. He's talked about books that he's read and, you know, the calmness to him and trying to bring that down and not feel so hyped up all the time. I think it's made a big difference. And he is... Look, Sergei Bobrovsky is probably one of the most calm goaltender in the National Hockey League when it comes to the mental side and being able to just settle down. But Stuart Skinner has basically matched Sergei on that side. Like, they look both calm despite their activity at times. It comes out of it, and they're calm after it, and it's fantastic.
Did you think he was more calm than Bobrovsky, which sounds like a ridiculous thing to say?
Yeah, I think he was. I think Bob
had a couple of moments, but again, like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Dom used to have moments all the time.
Bob was trying to be so aggressive. Bob, the poke check on Kapanen, the poke check on Bouchard, like both breakaways, like he's trying to be. And I think that was the mentality of Florida. We got to be aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. Oh, and it worked for most of the game.
Sure,
it did. They got caught on the power play. Like, they got caught being aggressive, but they played that way, and they were hoping to win that way. Mm-hmm. Did they adjust in game two? I don't think so. I think it worked pretty good. But, you know, like, Seth Jones goes up, aggressive, aggressive, and McDavid finds Draisaitl. Mm-hmm. But Paul Maurice, even on TNT to Jackie Redmond, he said they were about to go on the penalty kill when she talked to him. And he goes, we got to be aggressive. We got to know. When the pressure starts, we got to be aggressive. And if we can't pressure, we got to back off. Well, they felt they could pressure on the game-winning goal, and it just was a fantastic play by Corey Perry to McDavid and a fantastic play from McDavid to Draisaitl, and it's in the back of the net.
Darren Dreger coming up here on Sabres Live, then, as usual, more of your calls at the bottom of the hour.
I have maybe a mini rant at the bottom of the hour, statistical rant for you, Duffer.
Really?
So, yeah.
What day is it? We got to mark this down.
Thursday, June the 5th.
The day I've been waiting for. It takes over the show.
How the league like is maybe misleading a lot of people. And it's not that big of a difference, okay, but no, it bugged me.
Don't undersell it. Upsell it here. Come on.
Upsell it.
12:30. You need to be here. Okay. In the context of aggression, and this may or may not be even worthy of talking about, so I apologize, but I would be fascinated to know how many times the Florida Panthers are actually offside entering a zone. Because you know now, anytime a team enters a zone, the other team's video coach is making sure, like, hey, like, we got to be on this right away.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, like, it fascinated me last night how over the edge they are in regroups, zone entries. I just like, because you were talking about pace and pressure, I couldn't get over just how fast and presumably super aware they are at the blue line. And then conversely, like, I'm looking at all these situations going, oh, they score here. This might be coming back because it was that close, right? And I just, I'm sure that there's not a lot of difference between many teams at this point. I just thought, to your point, the Panthers' pressure everywhere on the ice is impressive, and that's why they are what they are.
Yeah, they play on the line, right? They play right on the line, and that is a big, I mean, geez, and I'm going to talk to Darren Dreger about this, but Sam Bennett is playing on the line as well, right? Being right at the crease and the goal that was
called. Oh, sure, yeah.
So they play on the line. The Florida Panthers play on the line every single second of every game.
All right, well, Darren Dreger's coming up. The Sabres Foundation Golf Tournament is also coming up. It's Monday, September 15th, Country Club of Buffalo. Sign up for your foursome today. Hit the links with Sabres player, alumni, personality. Enjoy a great day on the course. Visit sabres.com/golf today. Darren Dreger stepping in a little early because we waited too long for the Stanley Cup final, so we're not going to make the same mistake with our hockey insider from TSN. Hi, Dregs. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's an off day, obviously, here. I'm not in Edmonton. I'm in studio here in Toronto. So, you know, with July 1st and everything that is looming post-Stanley Cup, I have to take advantage of every off day because there is no such thing as an off day. So today's off day is me running errands and having meetings around stuff that structured my summer so that I can disappear to my retreat in Manitoba. So that's one of the many meetings I've got today and a couple more on Saturday.
Okay, Dregs, let's start Sabres for me, and then we'll go to the finals. Jarmo Kekäläinen was announced as the, advisor to the general manager, I think the title is. And he's got 30 years of experience in the front office, scouting, assistant general manager, everything, international hockey. What does Jarmo bring to the Sabres front office, to Kevin Adams, to be able to kind of put that group, that hockey department group, and make some decisions?
Well, I mean, you nailed it. It starts with experience at every single level, right? With the draft looming, and we're not just talking about 2025 because, you know, collectively, when you look across the NHL, Marty, with some of what might happen with Kevin Adams and Buffalo Sabres, some of those draft picks could be in play across the board, across the league. So how do you approach that type of thing? And then you look at 26 where, you know, it's expected to be a better draft class. You look at the contracts that Adams is wrestling with, and it starts for me with Bo Byram. So you've got a guy who's been there and has done that. Not that Kevin is inexperienced at this stage of his general manager tour, but just having another voice, somebody who's been through it. I have all the time in the world for Jarmo Kekäläinen, and to be honest, I'm a bit surprised that he is not an NHL general manager at this point. I feel like he's certainly worthy of that. He certainly earned that. And when I think back of the days of the Columbus Blue Jackets under the guidance of Jarmo Kekäläinen, sure, he made mistakes. But the majority of his mistakes were made aggressively, trying to get the Columbus Blue Jackets in a position where they could contend for a playoff spot and perhaps heavier than that. So I look at the body of his work, and I think that he's an excellent add to the front office in Buffalo.
Anything else out of our city based on the combine being here this week?
Oh, you mean Tamper Fest? Yeah, just a lot of those conversations, right? And you're clearly not going to be able to pin down a GM or pin down a player agent. But, you know, obviously when you've got the crop of youngsters there, who the majority of which are represented by high-profile player agents, there are going to be conversations. And some of those conversations might kind of drift around some of the trade potential that's existing out there. And I would also say, you know, some of the free agents, obviously, as we creep closer to July 1st. So I can't pin it down on specifics. I'm sure Darren Ferris, who represents Sam Bennett, and Mitch Marner was very popular, but he also represents Bo Byram, right, for the Buffalo Sabres. So I can't imagine that he escaped a couple of days in Buffalo without meeting face-to-face with Adams and having conversations with multiple GMs.
You just mentioned Sam Bennett, so this is where I'm going to start about last night. I think he knew exactly where to fall and how to impact Stuart Skinner's ability to make the save. Like, that was so surprising that it was a quick decision by the NHL. Look, Kulak, does it tangle with him? Yeah, but he didn't push him into the goalie. He tangled feet. I thought this should have been waved off, but obviously the league doesn't want to take goals away. And now goalie interference challenges in the playoffs are 0-4. Coaches have lost all four of them. How did you see the play? And did you get something from the league that says, we're okay with what Sam Bennett is doing in that case?
Well, first of all, I appreciate Chris Knobloch calling challenge. And as he said post-game, he'll call that every single time. And I think that most NHL head coaches, given the same circumstance, for sure they would. But the question that was asked of me by a league source involved in the process last night was, how did Bennett get there? How did he make contact with Stu Skinner? And the answer is, well, he, in some way, shape, or form, accidentally or otherwise, was helped by Brett Kulak. Correct, Marty?
Well, the rule says if you've been pushed, fouled.
He was trapped.
It was incidental. It was like we tangled feet a little.
Terrible call. I'll be the deciding vote.
Okay, well, I look, I mean, you guys are entitled to your opinion. I wouldn't call it terrible. I would call it marginal. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'll invite you guys, and not on behalf of the National Hockey League, just generally for educational purposes, to come to Florida to the next GM meetings.
Oh, yes.
And you can sit in that very room, and you can pepper that group of 7, 8, 9 guys who sit inside the situation room and have been there for a long, long time, and go through video clip by video clip. We've done that. We've had to go through it. And then, Duffer, you can say, that was a terrible call on that play.
I trust them. They all know us. I'm just trying to make a point to decide.
I get it.
No, this is great, Duffer. We just earned a trip to Florida because now they have to send us to Florida for the GM meetings.
To help fund the trip, I'm going to be selling Tamperfest t-shirts at Canalside in the weeks leading up to it. So this is great. This is all coming together nicely.
That's a good idea.
Oh, man. Okay, well, that changed the game. Florida... like Edmonton came back and battled their way back. That changed the game. McDavid, Draisaitl. I mean, we talked at the start of the show. Like, they were unbelievable and it's low hanging fruit. But like, do you think that there's another level? Like, they were unbelievable when it mattered, and I feel like there's still another level to those two players now, trying to get that cup after losing it last year.
Well, and if that's true, if there is another level to those two men, then the Florida Panthers have a problem, right? Sam Bennett, for sure, he was on point early in that hockey game. It feels like they're going to need more from the big boys, Barkov, Reinhardt, Matthew Tkachuk, clearly. So let's see what they've got. And it does feel like a split is needed by the Florida Panthers going into game two tomorrow night. But what we're seeing in, especially Leon Draisaitl, for me, and I think it was obvious last night, he's healthy, right?
Yeah.
You know, you reflect back on a year ago and Leon just, he couldn't get around. He didn't engage physically. And last night, it wasn't just the goals that he scored, the obvious being the game winner on the power play, but he opened the scoring, you know, in Draisaitl fashion. But we showed a video pack, And he was clearly targeted, right, by the Florida Panthers. Of course they're going to physically try and get to him. He's a horse of a human being. You know, he's a lot like Nico Rantanen. You can try that, but it's not going to work. He's going to bounce off it. He's going to feed off it, and he's going to respond with his own level of physicality. So, yeah, there's a challenge in that, in Draisaitl and in Connor McDavid. I actually thought, by his own standards, McDavid was a little bit pedestrian in the first maybe two periods of the game. He came on later, and then obviously was dynamic in overtime, but it goes way beyond those two guys. And I think also that's why you got a level of annoyance from the captain post game, you know, where they're growing tired of talking about how good they are defensively and talking about why depth matters in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and in this case the Stanley Cup final, because Arvidsson was really good. I mean, Kasperi Kapanen is going to get a contract out of this. He's going to get another contract in the NHL out of this. So for me, it goes well beyond those two guys, but those two guys can be series changers for sure.
We spent an entire show and then some earlier this week on Jason Robertson. What's your take on what happens with him and with Dallas?
Well, I understand the speculation, and I understand why Dallas would be open for just about any level of business. Now, if they're trying to get into the high rent district of unrestricted free agency, and, you know, I still want to put in capital letters IF if Bennett is available on July 1st, why wouldn't Dallas be among the teams that would be interested in a player like that? He would slot in there with what they already have. And I mean, positionally, it's a little bit different, but I'm just saying that, you know, the grit and determination that he plays with every single shift, man, that's got to meet the eye of every coach, especially Peter DeBoer of the Dallas Stars. And there was some speculation around him. Jason Robertson's a good player. So if you subscribe to the belief that to get good players, good assets, you've got to be willing to give up something quality, well, then you dangle a carrot like that. So we've got to dig into it in the days ahead here, but that didn't surprise me at all. But I don't think that's because Dallas doesn't believe in the future of Jason Robertson. I think they believe in the validity of change and how change can make a difference. It's not change for the sake of change, but you got to be willing to part with good assets.
John Tavares and Mitch Marner, you mentioned Mitch Marner earlier, but as John Tavares, I felt like it was going to be settled by now, the contract. He said he wants to stay, whatever. And then Brett Treliving says we need a change of DNA. Is this a fait accompli, as they say? Like, is John Tavares going to sign, or is that going to move on into a different situation?
No, to be determined, and I'm sure that Pat Brisson, who represents John Tavares and many others, had conversations with Brad Treliving in Buffalo as part of the combine. And obviously Tavares would be top of mind in Toronto because he definitely wants to stay in Toronto. But what does that contract look like? So I reached out to some sources. As soon as Yanni Gord hit the extension button with the Tampa Bay Lightning, that to me makes a lot of sense in linking Toronto and Tavares. Now, I don't know that Toronto wants to go as far as 6 years, even though they did with Chris Tanev. And that brought the AAV down. And you have to have an organization where ownership is okay with that, because you get plus 35, those dollars matter, right? And they matter to your owner. So I think that the Tavares extension, if it gets done in Toronto, is going to be a complex one. I think it'll have a deferral mechanism attached to it. But I think it's going to have more term on it than most Leaf fans would be comfortable with, but it'll bring the AAV down. But what does that look like? What is that AAV? Because whatever Tavares is getting from Toronto to make it comfortable for Toronto, he's going to get way more on the open market. So right. This is a money situation for John Tavares, and it certainly isn't in its entirety, then he'll get more money elsewhere. So Toronto needs a firm number on what Tavares is willing to do.
I feel I'm guilty of not getting enough spontaneity from the two of you, so I'm going to put you both on the spot as of June 5th. This is not to be held against you moving forward closer to July 1st. It's merely, what are you thinking today? Darren and Marty, where is Mitch Marner going to sign?
Okay, I'll start. Vegas. And I I don't really know how.
Say no more. I love it. Marty?
Yeah.
I said I was going to say Vegas too. Like that's who I was going to go with. And
that's fantastic. That's awesome.
And I looked at, look, Carolina would be a fantastic team, but we all already know that Mitch Marner said no to Carolina. Now there was personal reasons, having a baby, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Carolina's got a lot of cap space and I could see Marner like getting a call from Carolina saying, hey, we wanted you. And you said no at Dan, but you know, we really want you. I could see Carolina, but I think Vegas is the spot.
Yeah. And what happens if Sam Bennett leaves Florida? Right. And I'm still, again, I alluded to this earlier. And this is just based on gut, not inside information. You know, if Florida makes a series out of this, which they will, if they defend their Stanley Cup, you know, do we really think that Bennett is just going to jump into the market and say, yeah, I mean, if Florida tables a fair offer on a long term, I got a hard time believing Bennett leaves. But if he does, then you have to include Florida as an option for Marner as well.
What about Ekblad, who apparently bleeds Florida?
Mm. Well, and that's the decision that the Panthers are going to have to make. You know, it doesn't look like they can afford both those guys unless Billy Zito, you know, waves that magic wand, which he seems to have. You know, it's not all about taxation and a sunshine state in Florida. You've got to manage your cap, and Florida has done that incredibly well. Doesn't feel like they can keep both those guys. So Ekblad will be a hot commodity.
Just as we can't keep you any longer, we know you're on a tight schedule, even on your day
off. Good.
Dregs, thank you so much.
Tune in for my rant. I got a rant coming up after the break, Dregs. If you want to tune in for my rant.
I can't wait. I will delay my meeting for the rant.
We'll make sure it is shared via Sabres Live on X. It's Marty Rantanen coming up. Stay with us.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Marty Baron, the floor is yours.
Okay, so here's my problem with something that happened last night that I feel the NHL misled the media into a wrong stat. And let me, so we have a media website that we can go to, and they give you live updates during the game, right? Like somebody scores, hey, this has been happening. Draisaitl scores an overtime goal. He's got three overtime goals this year. It's like Leon Draisaitl now ties Matthew Tkachuk, Corey Perry, Maurice Richard, and Mel Hill in most overtime
goals in one playoff year. Mel Hill
and,
to you. Just
was
so
that?
You know. I said that is sudden death, Mel Hill to you, just so you know his nickname. So.
Oh, is that what it was? And yes. He had a brother too that played in the league, right? I believe. So anyway, so that's great. You've got live updates and it's good because you get instant things that you can put into your reports, your write-ups, your post-game or whatever. But sometimes they put things in there that are wrong. And so you still have to do your research. So this wasn't wrong, but it misled the media in the wrong place. So here's what they put up after the second period yesterday. The Florida Panthers are 31-0 since Paul Maurice has taken over head coach of the Panthers in the playoffs when leading after the first or the second.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, leading after the first or the second? Or, because sometimes you're going to lead in the first, but not in the second, or you're not going to lead in the first, but you'll be up after the second. So I rate this, and then everybody is out there saying, Florida Panthers are 31-0 when leading after two. That's not what the update was saying, but the update is misleading you to think that they're 31-0 when leading after two because the first or the second. So I'm trying to do like a little bit of research to say, hey, who else is good when leading after two? Because I saw somebody, and now it says the Florida Panthers are 29-0 on the league stats when you can go and NHL.com, go to stats and see leading and trailing. They're 29-0 when leading after two. And they're 20-0 when leading after one in the last three playoffs. And I'm like, how the heck did they get to 31? And I was ready to email, you know, the league, like stats at NHL.com or whatever. How did you guys? And then I realized, okay, twice they must have been leading after one, but either tied or behind after two, but still ended up winning. So there's your 31, right? 29 plus two or whatever. But I'm looking at this and I'm like, everybody's like, well, Florida Panthers 31-0 when leading after two. They're not. But the update was misleading. So two things. You still have to do your homework. Still have to go and review and check and follow up on stats. You can't just take it for what it is. Mm-hmm. Don't just press the retweet button on X and say, hey, you know what? Somebody said it. I'm going to say it too. Got to do your homework. But it bugged me. It bugged me because we live in a world where we have to be accurate. And when you put out a stat that says after the first or the second, it's very like white brushing it. It's just to try to make an impact and say 31. You know what? The same impact would have been if you said the Florida Panthers are 29-0 when leading after two.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big number. Nobody has got more wins. Nobody had a better winning percentage. Like it just, you didn't have to create the confusion. And I caught it on every big networks yesterday, on TNT, on ESPN, on TSN, on Sportsnet. Everybody made the mistake because you're like, hey, 31-0, and now they're 31-1 when leading after two. No, they're 29-1, and it just be accurate. I hate it when they lead you the wrong way and everybody jumps on it.
Do you feel better?
I feel better because I had a three paragraph email composed and then I deleted it. And then I'm like, okay, I see where they went to, but not going to go. They have enough things to worry about. But it's like for us, it's like after a game, Craig Anderson made 41 saves in a shutout. And 2 days later, it got dropped to 37. Well, you know what? Like it makes a difference. And people are going to say, it's only four shots. I get it. Yeah. But we were selling it like a 40-year-old making 41 saves. Right. Like
most ever saves by a 40-year-old. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, then it wasn't.
Yeah. Then it wasn't. So I'm like, I get that they do the audits after games and they look at the shots on goal for betting purposes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it in their release, live updates, right? And then you're like, you go with it. And then it's a day later, it's wrong.
This explains why when I was staring at our group text last night, there was three dots forever from you as you were composing your rant. And then all of a sudden, poof, it got you. You decided, no, I'm not going to send this. So. Like,
I was smart. I retracted a little bit of what I...
Don't go to bed angry. Didn't you say that the other day too?
Don't go to bed angry. Never go to bed angry. So yes, that's the
way
it works.
I don't know whether this would make you happy or angry or indifferent, but I read today that Jake Allen is not likely to hit unrestricted free agency, that he is hoping to stay with the Devils.
That would make sense if you're the New Jersey Devils and if you're Jake Allen to a certain extent. Look, are you going to get a lot more money? You know, family is probably liking the area. You know, the Devils are a good team. And if healthy, they could be an even better team. He and Jacob Markstrom work well together. That would be smart. That would be smarter the Devils to say, you know what? Like, what's out there? Not a lot. We have a guy that we like. He knows us. He played well. Let's keep him. And Markstrom has been injured over the last few years. He misses times. Like, you need stability. What else do the Devils have, right? They have, like, over the years, they've had a few prospects that have been kind of knocking on the door, but never ready to take the next step. So I think that would make sense.
Right, but they have Nico Daws on a one-way for next year, so they're committed to that money at just under $1 million. Plus, rightly or wrongly, Jake would likely enter the unrestricted free agent market as
the number one
goalie out there. Yeah. So as an agent, like, how hard do you try to convince your client? Like, you know, I hear what you're saying, but you know what I mean? Like, this is a reality. And this is I'm going to say it the last time. This is the reality for Jake Allen in his career.
So Jake Allen could go out there and get $3 million easily right now as the, you know, 3.5 potentially, as a really solid 1B, 1A, 1B situation, could play 35, 40, 45 games if you need him to. Mm-hmm. Last year had some, look, the traditional numbers were good. Like 266, 908, like mm-hmm. 908 in this league right now is really good.
Yep.
He only won 13 of his 31 games. So you're like, okay, could it have been better in the win-loss record? Potentially, but not on him. He was top 10 in goal save above expectation per game. He did his job. Could he get over $3 million? Yeah. But if you're looking at what New Jersey may want to do, I think they probably are going to offer him something in the same range that he made last year, like 1.9, 2 million, maybe a little bump.
Oh, I think he'll get more than that.
Maybe most 2.5. At most 2.5.
Oh, I think he'll get 3 for sure.
You think, he did get, so there was, let me see, his base salary last year was 3.3 million, but his cap hit was 1.925. So yeah, I think it's 2.5. I think it's 2.5 to 3 million. I don't think he gets over that, but
do you think this will be Markstrom's final year there? Or do you think he'll extend?
I think Markstrom will extend. I think Markstrom at 35 years old may go on a short-term contract, like a one-year deal, and mm-hmm. and stay. He was good enough last year to think that he can continue to play at that level for a couple of years. Now, you need a succession plan in New Jersey. And you talked about Nico Daws, and I get it. And Nico Daws in Utica last year,
only reason I brought up Daws, and I wasn't saying he was necessarily their future, it was just the fact that contractually they are obligated to pay him at a one-way over $800,000 next year. That's all. That was just clarify.
If he's in Utica, it doesn't show up on the cap, right? So it's under the $1.15 million or whatever that needs to be. So, but they already traded Akira Schmid to the Vegas Golden Knights last year.
Who's in line to be the full-time number two next year.
Yeah. And so they decided we can part ways with Akira Schmid and Nico Daws is going to be our guy moving forward. I just think this year in Utica didn't have a great start to the year. They recovered a little bit.
No, they lost 13 in a row to start the year. But after that and the coaching change, they were above 500. So
But he wasn't, Nico Dawes wasn't great in Utica last year. He actually played better in New Jersey in the six games that he got called up than he did in Utica. Mm-hmm. I think if you're New Jersey, the succession plan is not set in stone right now.
Keep in mind, the reason we talk about Jake Allen here is you've mentioned him an awful lot. How many options are out there for Buffalo if they decide not to go with the Luukkonen and Levi tandem? You start at presumably one of the, more attractive, despite his age, UFA options. But it's also relevant because it's within the conference. It's the Devils, a team that you should be competing against to take one of the playoff spots. The Devils did not meet expectations of many based on how the season ended against Carolina, but they were also, once again, racked by injuries, highlighted by their best player, Jack Hughes. But they also have gotten, like most teams, lumped in here in the Jason Robertson discussion simply because Tom Fitzgerald, from the outside, was seeming, and I don't know how you really do this when he has no control over losing your best player to injury in Hughes, but the suggestion is they still need more in the form of scoring. So Robertson fits, and the one thing the Devils have more than many other teams is an abundance of right shot defensemen, which is what Dallas is craving here. So this is how it all ties into what, I'm sorry?
The rest of the league is craving right shot defensemen, so they have the hammer there.
Right, but we've been talking about Robertson a lot all week, and obviously with an emphasis from hearing from Sabre fans as to how you would go about this, you also have to be mindful of what you are up against as far as competition, specifically within your conference, and I think the Devils may hold a bit of an upper hand here when it comes to trade possibility based on their blue line depth.
Fitzgerald was harsh with his comments at the end of the year, basically, we're not good enough, wasn't good enough. Like, I get there was injuries, but he was like, we need to be better. And I think there's pressure on him to make this team better. Mm. And they got $20 million, almost $21 million in cap space. They don't really have any RFAs. They have Luke Hughes they have to sign, but I don't think Luke Hughes is going to go out and
he's getting big money. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to bridge him. I think he's going to jump, which is exactly why this discussion about what do they move from their blue line becomes even more likely based on the evolution of Hughes and others who are sub 25.
So Luke Hughes, if they give him a long-term deal, he becomes their second highest paid defenseman. He's not going to go above Dougie Hamilton, but Brett Pesce is at 5'5".
Dougie might not be there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then he becomes, I think you're probably looking at $7.5 million for Luke Hughes if he goes long term, and that's fine. But again, they have the money to make a splash. I believe that if you give, let's say $3 million to Jake Allen and $7 million to Luke Hughes, you still have $10+ million to go and try to make some business, and maybe you shed some salary, like you just said. I think Fitzgerald's going to be aggressive. I think we just talked to Darren Dreger about Jarmo Kekäläinen and his mentality as an advisor. Mm-hmm. He was very aggressive. Shayna Goldman last week mentioned keeping Panarin, keeping Bobrovsky, knowing that they were going to go to free agency, but wanting to make that push. That's aggressive. I think he has that background of being an aggressive general manager. I think the Sabres will not be the only team that are going to try to be aggressive here going into the draft and free agency.
But do you think the Sabres should be aggressively pursuing a deal with the Devils and their right defenseman?
I mean, if you could bring a Dougie Hamilton, he's got 3 years
at
line.
But is Dougie really what you need based on how they're already constructed?
I would take a Dougie Hamilton if you're going to move on again. Anything you add, a significant piece on the back end that you add is with the thinking that Byram is probably moving on, that you couldn't get something done. But Byram's a left shot D, Power's a left shot D, Dalian's a left shot D. You need right. So if you're moving on from Byram, for example, you're bringing in a significant piece. It has to be a right shot.
But isn't it meant to be less offensive and more physical? Am I wrong in not believing that that's everybody's thinking here?
Okay, so I thought that, and then I've been listening to a lot of what Stan Bowman has talked about with the Oilers, and when they acquired Wallman and acquired Klingberg, and they're like, what's the strength of our team? The strength of our team is McDavid and Draisaitl and our offense and our rush move. Why do we want to add, you know, guys like they had Vincent Desharnais, they had Cody Ceci. Like, we need puck movers to get the puck to our big assets up front. Yep. So so that's what the Oilers did, and it worked for them. I'm like, what's the assets? What's the big plus of the Sabres? Try to get the puck to, now it's Norris, Thompson, Paterka, Quinn, Kulik, Zucker. Like, try to get the puck to these guys and play in the offensive zone.
Right.
So I don't mind if you add a Dougie Hamilton, because that's going to help that being more even your identity to say, we're going to move the puck and we're going to go, 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 like the Oilers have done now at the deadline going into the playoffs.
As always, no trades play a role in all of this, but I only was pushing on that topic based on what I feel like we hear all the time, or the perception of, like, how would the Sabres retool the defense? And the other component of this that it's hard to say we rarely talk about it because we talk about everything, but if you're a little fixated on getting this left-right thing to your liking, what do we really think is Rasmus Dahlin's preference? Because you read it hundreds of times a year that he's a left that, like, enjoys / dare I say prefers the right side. So what are we really thinking here?
It's interesting because, so I'd have to look back at every single game notes, and there's a stack like this big behind me.
Good luck to you.
Because during the season, I kept track of what they would line up with, right? What the Sabres would put out in their social media saying, this is our lineup. And they're getting it from the team, right? Like, if Dahlin is listed as a left or a right, and he was listed as a left defenseman way more often than he was listed as a right. Now, does it change in the play? 100%. I have the feeling that Dahl's prefers, or the team would like him to be on the left side more. And then you adjust and change, but I feel like he was playing the left D position more. So now, if you want a lefty, righty, do you want a righty for Owen Power as your priority? Or do you want a righty for Rasmus Dahlin? I think you'd want a righty for Owen Power as a priority.
What's left in the show? Not much, but it could be good. Stay with us.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, the losses keep piling up for the Stars. They lost to Abbotsford last night in double overtime. So the Canucks Farm Club has a 3-1 series lead. And maybe it will be Abbotsford and Charlotte in the Calder Cup when it begins next week. Now, the paper man.
There's my stack of paper, Duffer.
Paper delivery on demand from Marty Baron. What did you find? What did you unearth during the break as it pertained to left shot, right shot, Rasmus Dahlin?
So Dahlin, when playing with Bo Byram, Dahlin was listed as the left defenseman and Bo Byram was listed at as the right. So Byram was playing as offside, but they changed a lot. When Dahlin was playing with Matthias Samuelsson, Sammy was listed as the left shot, lefty, and Dahlin listed as the right D. So that's probably because Matthias Samuelsson as a right side, you know, left-hand defenseman didn't work. So Dahls was playing the other side. But I would think that Dahlin probably would prefer playing the left, but if he's forced to, he'll play the right.
In your social media ventures today, please check out Sean Monahan winning this year's Masters in Trophy, and we will see you tomorrow right here on Sabres Live.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.